Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Sam was sentenced 18 years in prison for raping Kavita. Jonathan told her he would talk to his father about them using a house he owned after she turned 18. Robin told Matthew that she would consistently remind him about doing the right thing and inform his sexual partners about his HIV status. Mala told Anil that Frederick kissed her. We now join Shelley and Robin at the gym.
Shelley, we just walked in this gym and I done feel intimidated.
Why?
Look at all these machines. I ain't think I can able with this.
Robin, look, relax. We got to do something. I checked my weight last week and YC was a nice. I put on about 30 pounds in Scooby.
Yeah, but it's you put on weight, not me. I now trying to put back on little weight after I lose a set by having TB.
Just because you're slimming me, you can't go to gym. Being healthy is a combination of diet and exercise.
And in my case, remembering to take my HIV medication every day.
Alright then.
So where you want we start?
For the treadmill.
All right.
Phew. Whew. Robin, I can't able no more. Let me go.
What happened, Shelley?
If I do one more exercise, I can drop down and dead in this violent place. Whew. This is not what we're doing today.
Use the one who dragged me here.
For moral support.
It ain't too bad.
True. But once in a blue moon when I come, I like coming at this time. Not a soul is there walking out here in the middle of the day. And I just got the whole gym to myself.
Okay.
Let me sit down and relax a little before we leave, oh gosh.
Yeah, ma'am.
Hey. You feeling alright though?
I good. I enjoying the little walking on the treadmill. But I ain't promising nobody to lift weights.
You gotta start off small and then work your way up.
I guess so.
Anyway, the more you come, the more you can get into it.
But look at me, Shelley. A couple months ago, I couldn't say I come into gym because I was so sick with TB.
Life, eh? It's amazing how you recover from this thing.
Thanks to the DOTS workers who have been seeing me through the process. I have no complaints.
It's one thing we can't complain about in Guyana. Access to proper TB treatment.
Free and available.
Anyway, we gotta go out and celebrate your recovery.
I think Matthew might have TB.
What?
He was coughing when he called me.
Well, seeing that he's also HIV positive, I wouldn't be surprised. But you got any other symptoms like no appetite, you losing weight, or fever, night sweats, or chills?
Well, he mentioned it's just the cough.
This what got me worried, because he had it for more than 3 weeks.
But why some men so stubborn, eh? Why?
The bunks the head.
I'm fed up talking to Matthew.
Well, at least you do the HIV test and you know his status.
But even with that, you think he gets on treatment yet?
Well, if he wants to be HIV positive, not take advantage of available treatment and develop some kind of sickness and get AIDS, you've done all that you could do.
It's so depressing thinking about him.
You can't be responsible for an adult man.
Right.
I keep telling you, you need to make some tough decisions. Maybe it would be best if you forget about Matthew.
But Shelley, 6 years. How I can throw away 6 years with a man I love?
In the words of Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it? This man, they're running around the bush having unprotected sex. This is the man that is possibly responsible for infecting you with the virus.
Love? You won't understand.
I understand very much what love is. And it ain't supposed to be hurting your feelings like this.
I don't want to start over with a whole new man. One who might not be HIV positive and having to explain to him that I am and what I do for a living. Matthew knows exactly who I am and he accepts me for it.
The way you're talking is like you don't condemn all the men.
It's just too much to start over and I don't want to be disappointed again.
Look, I used to feel just like you when I was a sex worker. But Ignatius fell in love with me and he married me.
But you think if you were HIV positive, Ignatius would have married you?
Well, you know.
Not many HIV negative men would want to be with an HIV positive woman. And worse yet, one who is a sex worker.
Robin, sex work don't mean that you should be scorned or discriminated against. People do sex work for different reasons.
You're preaching to the choir, Shelley. But it's how other people think.
I hear you, sis.
I want to use my experience getting diagnosed with HIV and TB to help people.
Alright, we're thinking.
I don't know. Most people know about HIV and AIDS, but I don't know if the average person is aware of how deadly TB could be.
You're right. Because it's something that we don't really talk much about.
People need to know, Shelley. I could have died.
But praise God you're still here.
Before I get this thing, I didn't know you could be walking about with TB and not even know it.
Exactly. People might have latent TB infection, like what I had. Which means that, you know, you don't have any symptoms or develop the disease.
Or they could develop the disease like me, especially if you got something like HIV.
Or if you didn't smoke.
The DOTS worker was telling me that the high-risk groups in Guyana are people with HIV, diabetes.
Oh gosh. Sonny Singh is a diabetic. And I notice he's losing a lot of weight.
He should go and check. Young children are also at risk. Migrants and indigenous people.
You're right. We should do something to educate the people of Marundi.
In we own little way. I don't want nobody else to go through what I go through.
Alright. We can work on it.
People really need to know if they're at risk for TB, how they could protect themselves, and about treatment.
Is there anything in her...
Are you watching Kavita?
Just some silly reality show, Daddy.
Oh, don't pay attention to them thing this.
Sometimes it could be entertaining.
Okay.
Place kind of boring, and now that Kimal is in rehab.
It's only a couple of days, but we may see he. Anyway, of your own good.
Hopefully he won't have to keep going again and again and again.
I hope not too.
When you going to visit him, Daddy?
Why, you want to come?
I think we all should go as much as we are allowed to. Knowing that we are there for him and seeing our faces on a regular will give him the encouragement he needs.
I agree.
Frederick! Just open this door, man!
Anil? Why he sounds so angry?
Open this door, Frederick!
Kavita, me think you should go upstairs.
Why, Daddy?
Please. Me and Anil got a serious matter to discuss.
But why would he be behaving like that?
Please, just go upstairs before me open the door.
Don't hide from me! Open the door!
Kavita, please.
Okay, I'm going.
Oh, so it finally opened.
Kavita?
Me tell you, go upstairs, Kavita.
Mommy, what's going on?
Please, me, your father, and Anil, we got something very important to talk about.
Yeah, but why is Anil so angry?
Listen, Kavita, I apologize.
Okay.
Please, just excuse yourself. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me go upstairs with you.
I think that would be best.
Come, let's go, Kavita. We can talk upstairs.
Right.
Frederick, is we already take it at a tall job?
Me no man tell you that, Mikishi.
I should take one slap in you, big man. What was your problem, man?
Me no mean no disrespect, you know.
I should have known. I couldn't trust Malo coming wrong here every day with you.
Me no know come over me, Anil. I be mean you one tough time with what been happened to Kavita and me just get carried away.
So you forget that Mal is a married woman? Eh?
I profusely apologize. Me promise you, nothing like that never gonna happen again.
Your bet is not gonna happen again because Marlene coming back over here by yourself ever.
Fair enough.
I feel disrespected as a man. Huh? It's just you kiss another man's wife. You losing your senses over big man.
You know what come over me, Anil. But we promise you, it never gonna happen again.
You're damn right it's not gonna happen again. Marlo!
I'm coming just now, Anil. I just need another minute with Kavita.
Mommy, are you going to tell me the truth? Did something happen between you and Daddy?
No. Well.
Well?
Look.
No. Did you and Daddy?
What? No. No. Nothing of the sort.
Oh. Okay.
Listen, please don't say nothing to your father. This is big people's story.
I'm almost 18.
Right. Okay. Well, me and your father, we was just talking, and then suddenly he kissed me.
What?
Shh! Please don't let your father know that, I tell you. He embarrassed enough.
And you told Anil?
Well, he's my husband. I couldn't keep something like that from me.
Right.
Mala, we got to go, you know.
I'm coming. Kavita, I got to go.
So that means you won't be coming over anymore?
As much as I can.
But Anil is not going to want you alone around Daddy.
I know. Anyway, me and Anil got an appointment, so we got to go.
I'll come down with you.
I can see you later, Kavita.
Bye, Mommy.
Take care, Kavita.
Yeah, thanks, Anil.
Hi.
You okay, Daddy? Your face red.
Don't worry about it.
What happened?
Nothing.
Daddy, don't lie to me.
Nothing, Kavita.
What happened between you and Mommy? Why are you so upset?
Look, may I go upstairs and lie down?
Right.
Excuse me.
Whoa. Ay.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy. So when you're having fun, don't forget
condom. Put it on. Think you may be at risk for HIV? Need to find out, but want to be private? HIV self-testing is easy and available. Simply swab your mouth to collect an oral fluid sample and follow the instructions to test it. Results are available in 20 minutes. HIV self-testing kits are available at any HIV testing site throughout the country. Get tested today, and remember, HIV is life-changing, but with treatment, not life-threatening.
A message from the Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Program Secretariat with support from Global Fund.